This next story is about how we can solve old crimes and prevent new attacks and how much we're willing to spend doing that. It begins with a story, and I want you to know that this is a story that might not be appropriate for young listeners. 30 years ago, a 13-year-old girl named Jennifer Bastian went for a bicycle ride through Point Defiance Park in Tacoma. Several weeks later, her body was finally found in the park. Jennifer had been raped and murdered. Detectives have DNA evidence from Jennifer Bastian's killer. But 30 years later, they still don't know who that is. Jennifer's mother, Patty, thinks there's a way to find this person. She wants police to go into Washington State's backlog of untested DNA evidence from rape cases. Nearly 6,000 unsolved cases, test all of that DNA evidence, enter it into a federal database, and try to find a match with the DNA from her daughter's killer.
The case rests squarely on the shoulders of DNA evidence. And unless and until there is another piece of DNA that matches this DNA in the national database, I don't know that any amount of work will ever find the suspect unless that person confesses.
How much do you still think about finding a suspect?
It's not, I want to find him and beat him to death. That's not it at all. I just want this person to be off of the street so that I know in my heart there is not going to be another little girl that and another family that will face what we have faced.
Why do you think that your daughter's murder could be solved if we analyze more DNA evidence collected at crime scenes?
Because I don't think this fellow woke up one morning and said, I'm going to go to Point Defiance Park and snag a little girl off of her bike and kill her. I don't think he just woke up that day. And it looks like people like that have patterns. And so there were probably people who were molested or raped or battered or something before this. And in some of those instances, perhaps his DNA was taken. But it hasn't been either put into a database yet or something.
Tacoma Police Detective Lindsay Wade works on cold cases like Jennifer Bastian's. She's hopeful about a new Washington state law creating a tracking system for DNA evidence from rape cases. This evidence is commonly called a rape kit. Detective Wade told me that Patty Bastian's theory is right. Testing older rape kits and putting DNA evidence into that federal database called CODIS could lead to Jennifer Bastian's killer.
We know that evidence from rape kits can oftentimes yield a DNA profile. And sometimes that DNA profile, when it's put into the national DNA database, will actually give you a name of the suspect. Sometimes that DNA profile won't necessarily match a person, but it can be linked to another crime, which could give us a great investigative lead. So we know that the offender in Jennifer's case is not in the national database already. We know that. But that doesn't mean that there's not a rape kit sitting on a shelf somewhere containing that our same offender's DNA. And that case may have a known suspect. It may have a description of the suspect. There may be something in that investigation that could provide us with a good lead and help us try to determine what the identity of that person is.
You've spent a lot of time and energy working particularly on Patty Bastian's case, the case of Jennifer Bastian. What is it about Jennifer's case in particular that has motivated you?
Because I grew up in Tacoma, I heard about the case when I was a kid. I was a couple years younger than Jennifer, but it stuck with me. It's one of those cases that I never forgot about. And so it's one of the most horrific cases that I have investigated. And it bothers me that it's unsolved. And it bothers me that I feel like the offender's right under our nose. We have his DNA profile, but we don't know his name. And so I feel like the answer is out there and I just have to keep digging. I think the biggest issue for me is making sure that convicted offenders are in CODIS. And we have offenders in our state who have been convicted of violent felonies who are not in the CODIS database. And so that's, to me, that's a problem.
Patty, you're nodding your head. I wonder what's going through your mind as you hear about this idea that this person could be right under our nose.
Somewhere along the line, he left his DNA. And more importantly, it probably is existing in this state. Now, he could very well be in jail or prison. Wouldn't that be nice to know that he's already off the street? But having all that evidence and not being able to put it where it can be useful, that's a waste to me.
It would cost millions of dollars to analyze every DNA sample on police shelves. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Washington State struggles to pay for education, healthcare,
right,
et cetera. Why is this project more important than lawmakers have realized up to now?
Because I think that we can provide answers. We can provide long-awaited answers to survivors of sexual assault with the testing of these kits. And from my perspective as a cold case detective, we can potentially solve some cold case homicides with the evidence that could be contained within these rape kits. We do know, you know, that a lot of times sexual offenders are serial offenders, and, you know, typically they don't just have one victim, they have multiple victims. You know, some of these offenders are pretty smart. They go from place to place. They travel from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, understanding that if you commit a crime in a different location, you're less likely to be caught. So DNA and the DNA database can connect cases across the country, which is an outstanding thing for law enforcement.
Patty, what do you say to someone, a listener, a lawmaker, who says, great idea, but we've got pressing needs now. We don't have the money to spend analyzing every one of these evidence kits on the shelf.
Until it happens to someone in your family. Your daughter, your wife, your niece. The value isn't in the money spent as money is spent. The value is assuring the public safety by one person at a time that can get caught, be tried, and put away.
Patty Bastian lives in Tacoma. The rape and murder of her daughter, Jennifer, 30 years ago, has never been solved. Lindsay Wade is a cold case detective with the Tacoma Police Department. Washington State is poised to become the first state in America to create a statewide tracking system for rape kits. Survivors will be able to track this evidence from the hospital to the laboratory to the police station, and advocates hope this tracking system could lead to more testing of old rape kits. Currently, 6,000 in Washington State remain untested.